Sinner's Tipus series is sponsored by Dr. Renee Jack Nussbaum, Refuah Shleima, Ochol Yisrael, in particular Hananya Shmuel ben Sharon Aleya, and all those who are looking for their Basher. We continue in Avaraba, and we are up to the sentence, Kikel Po Yeshua's Ata, Uvanu Vacharta, Nikol Am Velashon. We describe Hashem as Kael, He is the God. Kael is the name of God that we use to describe His might, His strength. He is Poel Yeshua's. He's the one who performs. He's the one who delivers salvation. He's Poel. Poel means a worker, but it means the one who creates, the one who performs. Yeshua's. Uvanu Vacharta. And from among all people, Mikolam Valashon, you chose us. What is the connection between the first half and the second half of the sentence? The Siach Yitzchak explains. Ratzalomar Agam She'inanu Zekoyim Ach Atu Kel She'perisho Tokif U'bala Yecholos. He's Poel Yeshua's. Ratzalomar Mamtzi Ba'atzma Yeshua's. It means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one. Salvation doesn't happen only when there's worthiness, only when there's merit, only when the recipient is deserving. Because Hashem is the Kael, He is the Almighty, He's all-capable, and therefore Poel Yeshua's, and He dedicates and devotes Himself to bringing salvation, we ask Hashem to do so, even if we're unworthy. Even if our merit is undeserving, we call out to Him. What's going on with our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael? We call out to Him. Every day is an Eis Tzara. Every day human beings face the challenge of living and navigating through life. And whether we're worthy or whether we're not, we ask Hashem because He's Kael Poel Yeshua's. So the question is why? Why should He do it? Just because He's capable, just because He is the Kael Poel Yeshua's, why should He in fact answer our call? Why should He intervene? Why should He rescue? So that's what the second half of the sentence says, the Siach Yitzchak, because Uvonu Vacharta Mikol Am V'Lashon. Because when You gave us the Torah at Har Sinai, we became Your Am HaNivchar. We became a covenantal community. We became a people that have a mission, that have a sacred charge. You brought us close to be near You for eternity. So how will it look? And how will we function? And how can we complete the mission if, whether it's the natural order or our enemies, compromise us? How can we possibly achieve what we're meant to do in this relationship with You if in fact we are brought down? And that's why we appeal to Hashem based on that second half. Because Uvanu Vacharta Mikol Am V'Lashon, we are the Am HaNivchar, and You've chosen us. We'll have to talk about why specifically we're described as having been chosen from Am and Lashon, from all peoples and from all tongues. What's the difference between a Lashon and an Am, and why do we need to mention both? But before we even get to that, Hashem, You chose us. We have a role, we have a mission of distinction, and therefore to fulfill it, we need You to bail us out, to rescue us, and to save us, even when we are unworthy. We are Uvanu Vacharta. You chose us. Vacharta means You had a choice to make. It wasn't automatic. It wasn't inevitable. We weren't necessarily worthy. Uvanu Vacharta. That's how you say an election. These are Kadosh Baruch Hu chose. He elected that we would be the people, that we would have that sacred task, and that we would be charged with that mission to repair the world in His image. Why He chose us, Mikol Am V'Lashon, from every nation? Because of Zchus Avos. Our ancestors showed the kind of attitude, the kind of behavior. The Slonim Rebbe has a beautiful description at the beginning of Torah. If you'll notice, the first three stories of the Torah are stories of violating the purpose of why we are created. Post-Gan Eden. After Gan Eden and the new reality of the world, as we continue to know it today, the first three stories are Cain kills Hevel and the Dor Amabul, Dor Aflaga. We have three terrible stories. And Chazal read these three stories and they understood that this is not why we're here. This is not what the world is about. And that's why there are three things that are Motzi Adam and Olam. There are three things that remove a person from the world. Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. Jealousy and the pursuit of honor and giving in to one's temptations and lust. How did Chazal know that? How did Chazal know that if you give in to those three character traits, if you submit to those three qualities, you've compromised who you are, who you're meant to be, you violated the very purpose, the very reason that you were created? Slonim Rebbe says, all Chazal had to do was open a Chumash and start reading. And when they started reading the stories, they saw Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. They saw jealousy led to murder, and they saw honor led to building a tower, trying to compete with God. They saw lust led to a flood, a reset, a hard reset on the entire world. And they said God had no tolerance for those three these three qualities. That can't be why we're here. That's what violates why we're here. And Hashem was ready to give up on his world, violated the whole reason we were created. Until our ancestor, Avram Avinu, before he was chosen by God, he chose God. We're not necessarily the chosen people, we are the choosing people. And we descend, we are the progeny of a great man and a great, illustrious ancestors, men and women, Avram and Sarah and Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Rachel and Leah, who were chosen, but who, as or more importantly, chose God. And the Chazal kept reading and they said that the world stands on three things. If three things remove you from the world, from the first three stories, then they kept reading. And they saw that the world exists and it rests and it's balanced on three qualities, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, because they simply read about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I saw in last week's Parsha, that's why in Bechukosai it's out of order. Yaakov and Yitzchak, and then why is it out of order? Brisi Ezkor, then when it describes remembering the covenant made with each, it's following the order of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, because that is the formula, the prescription for finding purpose, meaning for why the world was created and why we are here. So when we talk about Hashem, Uvonu v'chartem yikol am v'lashon, you chose us at Har Sinai, but that was the culmination, that was the fulfillment of the choosing that began earlier when Avram chose the Ribono Shel Olam, when Avram chose God, and based on the way he lived life, in a world of selfish people, he was selfless. In a world of paganism, he was monotheistic. Avram went against the tide, he was an Ivri, he was Me'ever, he was on the other side of everyone else. He chose God, and God reciprocated and chose us. And in this bracha, in Avaraba, we acknowledge with great gratitude that Avram chose Hashem, Hashem reciprocated and chose us. And because of that, we appeal to Him, Kikel Poel Yeshua Sata. Because of that, we appeal to Hashem. Because we have a mission, we're here for a reason. We're partners, Ribono Shel Olam. We're trying to pursue your will for this world. So therefore, when we need it, intervene. Come rescue us. Take care of us so we can complete the job for which we are here.